My dream vacation, number 20. My dream vacation. Never thought of that before. I want to go to Italy. Maybe it's all those years of Latin, but I just want to go to the Vatican to see where Horace was buried, the poet Horace. I want to eat Italian food, real Italian food, and drink wine. I don't even know if I like wine. I haven't been much of a drinker in my life at all, so I'm turning 21 this summer, so I will find out if I have a taste for wine, and I will tell you. But I just like the idea of drinking wine in Rome. That's a dream of mine, and it's a vacation, so I guess it's a dream vacation. I don't know if it's the dream vacation, though. I haven't thought of that enough to pinpoint down what my absolute dream would be. But I also really enjoy beaches. Beaches are some of my favorite places in the world. So if I were to go anywhere else, it would be somewhere where, you know, the door just opened, and if you walked a little while, you'd be at the beach. I mean, like, just the shore, not just you walked a little while and then there's beach. I mean, like, the beach is there. You just have to walk out your back door and go. I went one place there in Florida that was like that with my family, and it was one of my favorite places in the world. It was great because I love walking on the beach at night, and my family often plans things around water, so sometimes I get an opportunity to do that, and it's one of my favorite things. You know me. Well, now you do. I don't like wearing shoes when I don't have to. So the feeling of sand on my feet at night is great. In the daytime when it's all hot and stuff is awful, but at night where it just hugs your feet, and it's brilliant. I love walking on the beach. At night, not during the day. That distinction is important. Last person's house I was in. I was in my best friend's house the other day. She lives pretty near me. So yeah, I was in her house. And briefly, but before that I was in for a longer time. We were sitting and we were watching movies. And that was a lot of fun. And both of us have a tendency to talk over movies and like comments. And I think we get along so well because it never annoys us. We never annoy each other with it. We just sort of just take it as part of the movie. Okay. So. Oh, this is such. Oh my gosh. I am so nervous at whether or not this is going too long, because this is my favorite story in the world to tell people. Alright. Hang on. I gotta stop it. Make sure nothing's messed up so far with the mic, because sometimes if it goes too long, it starts crackling. Don't ask me why, it just happens. So I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Did you miss me? Probably not. It's okay. I'm back. So this story is my favorite one to tell because it is the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to me. And I do mean just, okay, so here's what happened. I was working last year at camp, and let me get comfortable with this. It's not going to take forever, but it's going to take a little while. So I was working at camp, and it was the first night of, like, one of our weeks. And on those days, the kids come in the afternoon, and I had a bunch of, like, 10 and 11-year-olds. It wasn't that big of a group, I feel. It was alright. It was like 11, 12 kids, which is pretty par for the course. It's about the maximum, number of kids to a group. But here's the thing. We were having a great time. And earlier that day, we had some time off. The staff did. And we went to our favorite place in the world. When we have time off, we got in a car and we went to Target. And I love Target very much. Actually, I can't remember if we went to Target or Walmart. I think it was Walmart. But usually we go to Target. I feel like all this could have been avoided if we had gone to Target instead of Walmart. That is not true. So we went to Walmart, and I was in search of a knife. I needed a knife. All counselors are supposed to have at least one pocket knife for, you know, outdoorsy stuff. But usually I just use mine to cut up apples. That's one of my favorite things to use it for. That's what I use it for still today because I'm too lazy sometimes to get, you know, one out of the kitchen. So I was in search of a new knife and I found one. Oh my goodness, it was beautiful. It was shiny. It had like a wood grainy handle. I don't know if it was real wood. I didn't care. It was pretty. And it looked so cool and official. And it was bigger than the one I'd had before. And while I'm not very handy, I still liked the look of having a useful looking blade. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this knife. I'm going to be excited about it. So I bought the knife. And I was feeling good because I'd had no knife for a long time because I lost it. And I was ready. I was like, yes. And it even had like a little clip on the back so you could just like slip it on your whatever, your clothing, on your waistband or something. I was ready. I was like, yes, my knife. Little did I know what was going to happen. I didn't know. That night, after the bunch of kids had come, there was a group of girls that, of course, I'm in charge of because I'm the girl counselor. And I went ahead and tucked them pretty much in for bed. And of course, the first night of camp is always a little hard because some of them, especially since they're young, haven't been away from home for long or they're just not used to it. So my job is to make them feel safe and secure. And like, I know what I'm doing with my life. Oh, this happened then. One of the girls asked me to open one of her toys, and it was encased in plastic. And of course, nobody on camp has scissors, so we only have knives. And I was like, well, I've got something that can do the job because I've got a new knife. So, it's one of those things that it was like a keychain and it was encased in plastic. And that wasn't the hard part. The hard part was it had those zip ties connecting it. So I didn't have any scissors. So what I have to do, I had to use the knife. And I'm getting like flashbacks as I'm talking about this. What the heck? I've told the story a million times. But it doesn't get any better. So I open it, and what do you know? Her friend, and by the way, this is a brand spanking new knife, so you can imagine how sharp it is. And then her friend, she has the same one, coincidentally. I bet they like bought it at a gas station or something on the way there. People do that. They buy new toys on their way to camp just to have something to remember the time by, and that's perfectly fine. So those sweet little girls, they were waiting for me to open the toy. So I'm holding the toy in my right hand, palm up, and it's like nestled in the basket of my hand, if you will. And I've got the knife with the blade pointing up, and I angle the knife forward, you know, I sort of do a driving motion forward, and so the thing about blood is you never quite know how much you've got until it starts gushing out. I should have said that this is not gonna be family friendly. This is kind of graphic. Sorry. Do you mind if I still tell it? Can I please still tell it? Because it's one of the most interesting things that's ever happened to me. And while it's extremely embarrassing, it makes for a good story. And I will sacrifice my own personal dignity for a good story. I will. So, it turns out I had severed, kind of severed. I had cut my thumb from pretty close to the root. About an inch and a half up, Well, no, it's more like an inch. My thumb is not long. About an inch up. And it was a deep, deep cut. So my hand was getting covered in blood. And I was sitting, like sort of crouched over. Because, so, you know, the floor started getting spattered with blood. And, of course, the knife had blood on it. And, of course, I held my hand and I looked up and I said, could you please get my co-counselor for me? And just like that. I mean, do you really think I was going to scare those kids? Please. I mean, the blood was enough. I wasn't about to. And it didn't start hurting until a little later. So co-counselor came, unit director came, all these people came because it was really deep. And the on-camp nurse told me I'd have to get stitches. And I hate needles of any kind. And the thought of someone playing, you know, cross-stitch with my skin is just not okay. So then I started getting a little hysterical, but only after the kids had gone. I'm not a monster. So the kids had gone, and I was freaking out. And I told a stupid joke because that's what I do. I told a lot of stupid jokes that night because I was trying to keep myself calm. And I just felt like I had inconvenienced everybody so much because it was night. It was like 9 p.m. And I had to go. Someone had to drive me to the hospital and I felt awful about it because it was my fault. Like, I did this to myself and I felt bad that other people had to take time out of their day to do something. But it was my fault. So I kept trying to sort of stay calm because the worst thing I could do is be, you know. So got to the hospital, well, the emergency room, and after a really long time, and I mean a really long time, I got it stitched up. 10 stitches. It looks like a backwards J. It just like goes down the side of my thumb and up towards the end of it. You can still see the outline of it. And I was so scared. And because the doctor waited so long in between injecting the anesthetic, I think, well, it's the numbing thing. They didn't put me under. Numbing agent in my thumb and the actual time he spent sewing up my thumb, I felt the last couple stitches. And I looked, because, I mean, when am I ever going to get stitches again? I had to look, and I looked, and it just looked so unreal because it was numb enough that I didn't feel a lot, but I was like, what is this? Is this my skin? And it was just so surreal, and it was kind of cool, but not. And I had to spend, and it hurt, like, it hurt my whole hand for a few days, and I was mad about it. And I had to keep my thumb out of the way of dirt and wet. And you know how hard that is when you're at camp. But yeah. Yeah, it was something that happened to me. It was the worst injury I ever got. It was embarrassing. And I don't ever want to see that much blood coming out of my hand again. That was really awful. But I did make a gold joke. Do you want to hear it? It was really stupid. I said, I haven't seen this much blood since my last period. I'm a goof. I'm sorry. Number 23. Have you been in love? No. Number 24. Do you miss anyone right now? Kinda, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of people that I miss. Number 25, the last play you saw. I saw my little sister star in Aida, and she was Aida, and the production was pretty bad. I mean, awful. She goes to the high school I went to, and the arts department has really gone, like, completely downhill, so pretty bad. But it was okay. She did a wonderful job. On the whole, it was all right, but she really carried that show. I was very proud of her. 26. What is your secret weapon to learn the opposite sex? I have no weapon. If I had anything, I guess it would be humor. But I'm not even really that funny. I don't learn the opposite sex. I just don't. I guess I'm not putting out anything they like. I don't know. That sounds a little self-deprecating. Sorry. Yeah, no. I've never lured in anyone. So, there's that. What are your plans for tonight? Probably knitting. I'm knitting a blanket, and I wanted to get it underway before I had to go back to school and have zero free time. So, I think I'm gonna knit some more. Probably apply to another job. Yeah, probably watch some Netflix. Who knows? Who is the last person you sent a Facebook message or comment? I don't use Facebook very much anymore. I haven't been on Facebook in about. Well, I haven't really done anything on Facebook, I should clarify, because from time to time I check it just to make sure I'm not leaving anybody hanging on a message or anything, but I think people who were friends with me or are friends with me understand that it's not somewhere I go lately. I messaged this person that I was friends with, and I asked him if he wanted to hang out before he graduated because we had run into this each other on the street later that day. I mean, earlier that day. I can talk. I promise I can talk. And yeah. Turns out that he didn't answer back, which is okay. I mean, to each his own, but it was confusing because I thought that he wanted to hang out. So that didn't happen. That's okay though. I'm sure he's doing well. All right, next trip I'm going to take is going to probably be back to school, which isn't a very long trip. So I feel like I missed a question. I did. I missed question 8. When was the last time you drove out of town? It was a few weeks ago when I drove back to the town my school is in because I had to take a test. Not the VCLA, a different test. All right, back to wherever we are. Number 30, ever go to camp? Obviously, yes, I have, because my very long, convoluted answer to the injury question. I've been to camp. I went to camp all through middle school. I think I did elementary school as well for a little while. I've done camp for a very long time and I enjoy it a lot. I like the outdoors. I dislike bugs. If I could have the outdoors without bugs, I would be so happy. Were you an honor roll student in high school? Well, in school. On and off. Yeah, on and off. I think about half the time I was an honor roll student. The other half, I just missed it. What do you want to know about the future? You guys just want me to keep talking for an hour, don't you? I feel bad about it. Okay. I'd like to know if I'll be happy with who I am, with the friends I have, with the job I have. I want to know if I'll be happy, because it's very important to me that one day I will be happy with a lot of parts of my life that I'm not right now. You know, that hope that I'll be satisfied with who I've become as a person, as a woman. It's something that's very important to me. I'd want to know what type of relationships I've kept, which ones I haven't, because sometimes that stuff really changes, and or maybe I wouldn't want to know about that. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, are you wearing any perfume or cologne? Since I just woke up, no. But later today, I probably will be. Who knows? Normally during the summer, I don't tend to do that because it's a habit I acquired at camp. When you wear a perfume, during the summer, bugs will get you more at camp. Are you due sometime this year for a doctor's visit? Probably. I just went a couple weeks ago, but I'm sure before this entire year ends, I'll need some sort of a doctor's visit. Isn't it like every 6 months or something? I don't know. Where's your best friend? She's at home. She's probably sleeping. That's where she is. She's sleeping in her house. Do you mean, like, geographically, where is she? She's about 5 minutes away from me. We're both home for the summer. How is your best friend? She's all right. She's ready for school to start. Really, she really wants school to start. She doesn't like not doing things with her days. I'm cool with it because I just find things to do, but she works best when she's very, very busy. So she's ready for it to start. Other than that, she's fine. Do I have a tan? Well, I'm black, but that doesn't mean I don't tan. And no, this summer I haven't gotten a tan because I've been inside like a hermit, studying for tests or applying for jobs or watching Netflix or recording here. So no, I don't have a tan this year. Normally, I do get a tan during the summer and I darken a couple of shades and I enjoy it, but this summer just didn't happen. So I guess this year I'm the same color year round. What? Next summer I'll tan, because next summer I'll probably do stuff that is fun, because it'll be the summer after senior year, and I want to have fun. What am I listening to right now? I'm listening to The Fan. I don't listen to things when I'm supposed to be doing other things. Does that make sense? It does distract me a lot, because my main form of music is musical theater. So I get distracted by that and I want to sing along or pay close attention to the lyrics or whatever. And if it's not musical theater, I want to like learn the lyrics or something. I can't do it. I have to have some silence when I'm doing stuff, which is kind of a setback because I enjoy listening to music, just not that much when I do things. Because it does distract me. Do I collect anything? Books, I guess. I guess I collect books. I haven't done a full inventory in a long time, and I think I'll do it just after I move out when I graduate. Move out of my student apartment. I'll catalog more then. But the last time I checked, I had a little over 200 books to my possession, but considering the textbooks for my classes that are also technically books, and the times I've been to used bookstores / thrift stores in the past couple of years, I would say that number has increased. I'd say I have closer to 250 books at the moment in my room, in my apartment. And yes, it's very crowded. I have a tiny little room, and a lot of it is taken up by books. I did get a bookshelf in there, though, and that bookshelf literally has books stacked to the ceiling. And there are piles accumulating on either side of the bookshelf that are quickly reaching hip height. So, yeah, I think I have a problem that I never want to solve when it comes to getting books. I love books. I love being surrounded by them. It's very comforting. And so I guess if I collected anything, it would be books. Yeah. Who is the biggest gossiper I know? It's hard to say. Not because I'm friends with a lot of gossipers, but because I don't really think of it that way. Because I am nosy. I am. I like to hear about what's going on, but that's mostly because not many people tell me what's going on when it comes to things, so I'll just find out way later. So I guess none of my friends gossip much. The person I talk to the most is my best friend about stuff like that, about people. So, yeah, I guess who is? It's not me. Unless I gossip about myself. I don't really like to talk that much, but I don't like to be quiet either. I told you this. I talk a lot without really saying anything. So I can prattle on about my day without really. But do I gossip? Probably. Everyone gossips. I don't know. Anyway, last time you got stopped by a cop or pulled over? Absolutely never. I have never been pulled over or stopped by a cop, and I'm very grateful because I get anxious and I would be really nervous. I wouldn't exactly know how that would go. Have you ever drank your soda from a straw? All the time. That's used to be the only way I drank sodas, in a glass from a straw. I liked drinking out of straws a lot when I was little. Number 43, what does your last text message say? You know what? I have a bone to pick with this phone, all right? I have this like little temporary flip phone thing that's happening right now in my life, and I've never had a smartphone, so I don't know what I'm missing. All I know is I miss my old phone because my old phone broke down, and now I have a temporary one that is awful. It does not hold a charge. It does not do anything it's supposed to do. Have you ever tried texting on a flip phone lately? It is not easy. And what else? Did I already say it won't hold a charge? So it won't even, perform the basic duty of a phone to stay on in case something happens? So probably the last text message I had is actually from 3 weeks ago, but I haven't seen it because of my phone being awful. It's something I need to fix before I go back to school, and I actually need a means of communication. I don't text that often, not just because of the flip phone thing, but because, I just don't enjoy it as much as some people do. Maybe it's because I don't have a, maybe it's just my nature. Maybe it's because I don't have a smartphone. I'm one of those people who genuinely enjoys talking on the phone. I feel like that's better, get your conversation out in like 20 minutes than texting back and forth throughout the entire day. Or maybe that's okay depending on who it is. I don't know. I just don't enjoy texting. Not that much, no. I mean, I'll read text and I'll always reply really quickly, but it's just not my favorite form of communication. It's really not. Number 44, do you like hot sauce? Yes, depends on what type. I like sriracha, but who does? Well, some people may not, but I definitely enjoy it. And I like the little Tabasco one, the ones that comes with a tiny. And I like hot sauce more now than I used to. I used to dislike spicy things because I couldn't handle it. But as I've gotten older, I think I've gotten better at gauging how much heat I can take, and I like it. It's fine. Last time I took a shower? Yesterday. 46. Do you need to do laundry? Probably. Every time I have to ask myself that question, the answer is probably yes. 47. What is your heritage? A lot of white people can answer this question better than I can. And no offense to white people, it's just something that's true. It's like I'm a fifth German and whatever else. I don't really have too much of that going on. It's just I'm black. My mom and dad are black. My grandma is black and Native American, and her grandpa. No, my is it my grandma's parents or my grandma's? Either way, I'm black and Native American. My grandma is half Native American and black, and her father was Native American. I think it was Blackfoot tribe. We have this old picture of him that I saw once, exactly once in my entire life. My entire life? What was that? I think I meant entire life and whole life. I couldn't choose.
I've been talking for an hour and it's still early. But that's my heritage. I'm Native American and Black. I'm sure there's something else in there, but I don't really care about it because, I mean, I care, but it's not that important. Am I someone's best friend? Yeah, I think so. I hope my best friend considers me her best friend. I should say so. 49. Are you rich? No, I am not rich at all. I am just very, very poor. But at the same time, since money's not everything, that's okay. Except when it's not. Yeah, I'm poor. But, yeah, no, yeah, just poor. It's not fun. 50, last question, yes. Okay, what was I doing at midnight last night? I was asleep. I went to bed kind of early. I fell straight asleep.
Okay.
Why am I still yawning? I don't understand. I'm sure you don't understand. Thank you so much for sticking through this. I'm going to break this into two parts so it's a little easier. And thank you so, so much. Until next time then, bye.